This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 o'clock to help you with your car. And that's no matter what's going on with your car, we can help you with it. If you don't have a problem today, you might have had one yesterday and you want to make sure what you had done was supposed to be done, or maybe you didn't get it all done. We want to talk about the list, or, you know, you're inevitably going to have a problem. You need to do maintenance. We can beat it up like we do that 5,000 mile oil change question. Like, you know, can you really go as long as they say when you buy that brand new car? You see the Mobile One commercial, you know, it takes, you go for a year. Can you really do that? I don't know. I guess you can. You can do whatever you want, but is it the best thing for your car? So we're going to talk about that today, some maintenance specifically, but we've got some guests today. We've got Brandon and Jason. Welcome, guys. From Stapley's Garage. I almost said Stapley's Car Care, but it's Stapley's Garage, right?
Yes, Stapley's Garage.
And Gilbert in the 60, one of the bumper-to-bumper shops. So I don't get to East Mesa. Would that be considered East Mesa? Or is that, is it?
Yeah, you could say East Mesa.
Central, yeah.
We're close to center.
Yeah, so I don't get, you know, east of the 101 very much. So I get around there, you know, when the roads start to twist a little bit or have familiar names, I don't know where I am. So if you're in the East Valley and you got some car questions or you're looking for a shop, the guys are here to help me answer your questions today. We do that by calling. It's really easy. Don't be shy. 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-5827. Just give us a call. We'll get you early. If you call in early, maybe we'll see, but we'll get to the phone. So guys, I want to talk about maintenance. We've had Carrie in the last couple of weeks, a lot of people calling about CVT transmissions and,
right,
and talking about the maintenance. Yeah. One gentleman was reluctant to even buy a car because
he's scared off by the name. Yeah.
Yeah, just because it had a CVT. And then other people, you know, you go to, it doesn't matter the shop, you go to the dealer, to the your regular repair shop. We're always talking to you about maintenance because that's what keeps the cars going. And I can remember when I got started, it was the Honda people that were the best customers. They were better at taking care of the cars, I think, than we were, because they knew. Back then it was 3,000 miles, but you had a 15,000 mile service. You had a 30, you had a 45. I mean, it was very predictable on those cars. And the Honda, like I said, the Honda owners were great. I think they trained the shops and the industry really caught on. That's what made those cars so good too, because they were properly maintained. But I'm of the belief, and guys, we talked about it a little bit before the show, I think the owner's manual or the service guide gets abused a little bit. And when I say that, I think sometimes we deviate from the manual too much. I think some places are overselling, but I think they also oversell by saying, oh, it's due by time and mileage, right? We talked about that, Jason, before. Time and mileage. What does that really mean?
You know? Yeah, so the manufacturers will have, you know, scheduled maintenances at particular mileages, but a lot of shops will just go off of that mileage without even inspecting the fluids or whatever it is.
Exactly.
And they're not taking the conditionals into consideration, which, in my opinion, is more important than the mileage. Different scenarios, environments, temperatures, driving conditions. Yeah, 30,000 might not be the same for everybody. And there's a lot of services that are, you know, we've heard of differential services on GM trucks every 100,000 miles. That's way too long.
Well, yeah, especially if you're towing a boat, for example. Mm-hmm. And so we deviate at certain times, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it depends on the customer. The first part I wanted to get to, though, was just that I call it odometer surfing. It's almost like I joke around like at McDonald's. Hey, you want some fries with that? You want an apple pie? You want a milkshake? We got those on special today. They're not even their recommendations. Are not based in any kind of reality. They're not based on the condition. It's condition-based services. We want to inspect your car. And they're just, we talked about it, Carrie, months ago, the woman who we just had her car in the shop, that thing was cherry, but it had a warranty issue at the Honda dealer for the air conditioning. she called me upset because she had all this work that required immediate attention. And they didn't inspect anything because I talked to the service. I said, don't you check this? Nope, we don't have a record of it being done, so it hasn't been done. But, you know, they hang their hat on time and mileage. And then there's a little print if it's not done. So they're not investigating. And like you said, Jason, and I'm sure this comes from Brandon, how you want to run your business, a lot like me. We're there for the customer.
Absolutely.
We're going to take care of the customer. Call me foolish. Nobody's business model says build and they shall come. But that's what I believe in. I mean, you take that to the bank, they're going to laugh at you. That's what builds good business.
Without our customer, we literally have no business at all.
Right.
So our customers to us are everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, going that extra mile, looking at the car properly, giving them, you know, the right information, not guessing.
Right.
Not time and mileage. No, we actually look at the car, make sure it's right, and make the right decision for our people.
Yeah, and we talked, for example, Jason, you know, a brake fluid flush, for example. Yes, they need to be done, but then we also prioritize. I've never seen a brake fluid service cause a car to break down by not doing it or have a brake failure ever. It's going to make things last longer, but again, somebody might make that recommendation. Like you said, Jason, we could have been in the repair shop and had brakes in a brake fluid service done. And now we roll up on, say, 40,000 miles and the shop says, maybe you go to a different shop. That's the other thing. Don't be a shop orphan. Find your home and stay there. You don't go to a different pediatrician every time the kid's sick, right? Jason's like, you nailed that one, right?
Well, they have a coupon. Oh, no.
Well, hey, coupons have their place.
The doctor may have a coupon.
Oh, yeah, right? I mean, but the coupons do have their place. To find your home, you've got to get introduced somewhere, and we need to use them. We need new customers. We don't want every new customer sometimes, but we need to introduce you to the shop. So I guess what kind of the takeaway here is the maintenance is important. And I get caught sometimes. It was always 30, 60, 90. And then all of a sudden things started coming at 105. And then it was, I got caught telling someone, you don't need spark plugs. And I looked in the manual. They were doing 40,000. There's so many different things. I mean, we're seeing spark plugs do it 42,500, for example. Like, what an odd mileage. So you've really got to be checking that service interval every single time. We need to do what's required by the manual, but then sometimes we need to go over, and we can talk about some of those cases. Anything you have questions on, the maintenance of your car, repair, that list that you got, do you really need it? 602-277-5827. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Brett, retired firefighter, paramedic, and avid outdoorsman. When I bought a used 2001 Jeep Cherokee, I needed a mechanic I could trust to ensure that this vehicle was going to be dependable and keep me from being stranded out in the woods. A fellow firefighter referred me to Spencer Doucet and his team at H&I Automotive, and I've never looked back. I'm not a car guy, so I don't speak mechanic, but H&I made it easy. They were transparent, communicated clearly, and stood behind their work. Now, decades later, with multiple Tacomas, family vehicles, and plenty of road trips, my wife, daughter, friends, and I are all loyal H&I fans. With their digital diagnostic estimates, you'll always know what needs to be fixed and why, so you stay in control. H stands for honesty, I stands for integrity, and you'll feel it every time you walk through their doors. See for yourself. Check out their 5-star reviews at hniautomotive.com.
Looking for a certified collision repair specialist in the Valley? Orlando Auto Body is the name you can trust. I'm Shane Orlando, and for over 3 decades, my family has repaired vehicles the right way. With manufactured certifications, advanced color matching, and a lifetime warranty on every job, we work with all major insurance companies and offer deductible assistance. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
Blackwell Automotive, your oasis of trust and honesty in North Phoenix and Scottsdale at the corner of 40th Street and Greenway. As a local business, we're different from the corporate shops. Since 1985, Blackwell has been providing our guests with a family-style environment. We treat our guests with courtesy and respect while providing world-class service with the latest in technology and tools. Our guest reviews agree, 4.8 out of 5 on Google. Experience the family environment of Blackwell Automotive in North Phoenix right off the 51 at 40th Street and Greenway.
Friday. Welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, and we are talking about cars like we do every Saturday at 11. And it doesn't matter what I'm talking about. We talked about some maintenance, deviating from the owner's manual a little bit, when you should, maybe when you shouldn't. There's a time, you know, we talked about going, you know, Jason. No, by the way, Jason and Brandon are here. I'm getting off on the topic already without doing my reintroductions and the phone number. We got Brandon. I got to slow down a little bit. Brandon and Jason here from Stapley's Garage out in Mesa. They're a bumper-to-bumper shop.
Well, the good news, you haven't called them Frank yet.
So. Yeah, no Frank or some other name or what was it? I'm losing my words here, but yeah, we had that one show. I was calling, what's his name,
Fred or Frank? I forget what it was.
I called him Nate Spencer. I called Spencer, yeah. Nate like the whole show because anyway, I had something else on my mind.
Tremendous.
Another shot, but anyway, 602-277-5827. That's how you call. We did talk about maintenance, deviating from the manual, and one of the examples Jason used was 100,000-mile service on the rear differential. I think the differentials and transfer cases on cars are some of the most underserviced items that we find, especially if you're going to the lake and you're backing that rear end, those brakes are nice and worn, that differential's fluid's nice and hot. Then you go back it in the lake and it cools down real quick. Then what's it do? It sucks a vacuum. And if the vent's plugged up, it's maybe going to suck some water in. And now you've got a differential that really needs to be serviced. So those are the times. And Jason, that's what we talked about was the right use for the car, right?
I mean, correct. Yeah. And I mean, and talking about drivetrain fluids, as far as, you know, transfer cases, differentials and things, those are the least expensive, easiest, quickest maintenances you can do on your vehicle to some of the most expensive parts of the vehicle.
Yeah.
So passing those up, I mean, I never really understood it, but people will find out if they don't do it that those are very expensive repairs.
We're seeing some of these newer Dodge Ram trucks at 40,000 miles already whining.
Yeah, you know, and the fluid's like, just black.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
yeah. Crazy. And they just need to be done. But, and also, too, that's why we're going to talk to you about how you use your car. If you're a realtor and you got that Cadillac or that big Mercedes or whatever you're driving every day, you're going to maintain that different than maybe the retired older woman in Sun City or Sun Lakes out east. And she's got that same Cadillac, but she only goes to church in the grocery store. Those cars get two totally different kinds of maintenance. So, guys, we better get to the phone. And by the way, that phone number 602-277-5827. If you've got a question or anything we can help you with your car. We got Pam first, then Marcy. But Pam is in Phoenix, got a Cadillac CTS, speaking of Cadillacs. How are we doing, Pam?
Good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, good. It's a 2008 Cadillac CTS, and you were talking about maintenance. I always do all my maintenance, and I get it done dealership. Uh-huh. And for the past several months, it's been starting really hard. It grinds over, and I just let it go. And then it got to the point where in the morning it would do that. In the afternoon, it would grind, and then it would finally turn over. But then it would go like it for fuel, so I'd pump the gas, and then it would just die. And it would take several times of that. So I put up with it. Service engine light's not on.
Okay.
So then I took it into the dealership for a week, and they called me and said, we can't replicate it. Can the technician drive it home and stuff? I said, yes. They drove it home, and then when they'd had it at work, they'd go out several times, turn it on, and it just, no problem, just turned right on. I've had this problem. I'm an older woman my whole life. Whenever I take any car I have in, it never acts up at the shop, but only does it for me. So I'm used to this. So anyway, so then finally on Monday, I said, okay, fine, you've had it for a week. It's not doing it. So I pick it back up on Monday, and it's driving, grinding hard, and then eventually it starts again in the afternoon when it's warm.
Let me get some terminology straightened out real quick. Sorry to interrupt you. When you say it's grinding, is it like a car that's trying to start like it's out of gas and it's turning and turning and turning? Well, okay, so that's what we
turning,
call it. Okay, so that's what we call cranking. So the car is cranking over. So we don't have hold on a second. We don't have a situation where it just grinds like it's a bad start. So the car
cranking.
So the car cranks like it wants to start. Maybe acts. I know it's not out of gas, but it acts like it's out of gas, and it just won't start.
Like,
and this is very intermittent, right?
Right. Well, in the morning, it finally turns over. But then in the afternoon, it turns over, but then it dies.
Okay, so it cranks. So in the morning,
it starts in the morning.
Okay, so hold on. In the morning, wait a second, Pam. Let me ask you some questions. When this is what we have to do, like when we're across the service counter, right, guys? Sometimes we're going to ask, sound like I'm interrogating. But when you go to start in the morning, it cranks and it cranks and it cranks and it does not start right away. How do you get it to start?
It just eventually starts.
It just starts.
And then in the afternoon, it cranks, starts, and it dies. And when it's dying, it sounds like it's starving for fuel, so I pump the gas.
Is this a push button or a dial key, a key that you have to rotate, insert and rotate?
Oh, I get the key.
I put my foot
on the brake and turn the key.
No. Okay, so you have to put your foot on the brake and turn the key. Okay, Pam, I think you've done what you need to do as far as letting the dealership or the mechanic look at that car. They drove it home. That's what we would have done. I think you've got a fuel delivery problem. Everybody in the studio is kind of shaking their head yes a little bit. It sounds like you're not getting fuel. So what you could try tomorrow morning, and I'm really curious if the dealer really went too far out of their way to check the car. I'll say that. But get in the car in the morning. Don't start it. Turn the key to the on position. Don't crank it. And what I want you to do, what happens when you put the key in and turn it, that initial time, it cycles the fuel pump, or at least it's supposed to. I have a suspicion that you might be losing fuel pressure overnight. It's bleeding down. So if you put the key in, cycle it to the on position, count to three, turn it off, wait a couple seconds, do that two or three times, and then try to start the car. If it fires right up after you do that in the morning, you probably have a fuel pump issue, a fuel delivery issue, fuel pressure regulator, or something like that. So if you've not got the satisfaction you need out of the dealership, maybe it's worth looking for another shop. And if you're doing that, try bumpertobumperradio.com. You'll find a shop in Phoenix that can take care of your car. If you're north side, you've got Kurtz Auto, center of town there. You've got Shadow Mountain. You've got Larry Harker's. You've got Virginia Auto Service in the south. So we've got some pretty good shops that can take care of you, Pam. So, Marcy, thanks for your patience. We're going to get to you now. Yeah. Marcy, we got an old one here, 1995 Nissan pickup. How we doing?
Great. I have some problems now because I lost my mechanic, my older mechanic, and these young people don't know how to work on my truck. So do you know anyone that can help me?
Yeah, what kind of problem are you having?
Well, it failed emissions.
Okay.
And I took it there twice to this new mechanic, and he just destroyed my truck.
Yeah. Okay.
He destroyed it. It's down to 3.13 on NOx. It was 340 when I brought it there. Now my truck doesn't even run right.
Yeah.
And it smelled hot and all. I don't know what they did to it. My truck was running perfect except for it had a hole in the muffler, okay?
Right, so it was making some noise.
They wrapped it up or something, and I think they suffocated the engine or something. So when I finally took it home, there was antifreeze running all down my driveway, so right. I don't know what they did to my engine.
Guys, hold on one second, Marcy. Is this a truck that you guys work on over at Safeway's in 95? Is that in your wheelhouse?
She's close to us. We work on cars that are 30 years old all the time.
Yeah, so Marcy, yeah, you're right. The young guys coming out, I don't know very many guys that come and I do interviews. If you rebuilt a carburetor, they're like, huh? what's a carburetor? So you're right. There's a lost skill set out there, but there's still shops that can take care of that. So Marcy,
somebody that can work on an older car.
Yeah, well, the guy sitting here in the studio with us right now, Stapley's Garage. You can give them a try if you're in Mesa, but go to bumpertobumperradio.com. There's three or four shops in the Mesa area that can help you with that car. Make sure that you let them know that we sent you in, and take your emissions paperwork with you. Take the receipt with you. Now, I'm not going to speak for the guys at Staples. You could agree with me, but an older car like that, it's usually double the cost of a modern car to get started. And then you factor in somebody else has already worked on this car. So if that car comes to my shop, it's $500. I don't know if that's the same with you guys. And then we got to look at it. Now, you might have a nice car that's like a survivor, if you will, and that's clean. But if someone's been in there, you know, you figure in 1995, have 100 people worked on this car?
Occasionally we do see a car that is just a total mess. And yeah. And that makes it hard for us.
Yeah, because not only got to go make sure what the other person did is done right. Sometimes you've got to unwind it. That takes longer than anything. And then you got to go get it back to a baseline to then where now you can start over. So that's what you're going to have to do, Marcy. But they can get that car fixed for you. So, Carrie, what do you think? Take a call?
Why not?
What the heck?
Be daring.
I'm going to be daring. So Larry and Gilbert, we're short on time, but we're going to get you handled. If not, we'll always get it after break. 2013 Honda Pilot. What's going on?
Well, yeah, it's my son's car. It was our car. We sold it to him. We live in Gilbert. You know, it's got 165,000 miles on it. And, you know, he is not mechanically inclined at all. And he keeps taking it to, do you want me to say the names of he takes them to, like, the lube places or
franchises.
You know, and he keeps getting substandard work. Mm-hmm. And ripped, you know, it's just not a good situation, and I need a recommendation for a shop.
Okay.
Over there in Phoenix. He's at 7th Street Indian School.
Okay, well, I'll be a little self-serving, Larry. My shop is at Virginia and 7th Street. 7th Street in Virginia, Virginia Auto Service. But we'll talk about when we come back. We've got to take a quick break. Larry, I think I got your question answered. I'm going to put you on hold. If we need to, we'll bring you back. And we'll talk a little bit about what you get when you go to a mom-and-pop type of store and a store that's got 25 locations that owned by a hedge fund and a private investment group that's out there wringing the money out of it. Listen to Bumper Radio. We'll be right back.
I used to dread getting my car serviced, feeling overlooked and talked down to. Hi, I'm Dana, and all that changed when I found Stapley's Garage some 15 years ago. Brandon Stapley and his team treat everyone with respect. I never get recommendations for service that isn't needed. They explain repairs clearly, give honest estimates, and help you plan for future maintenance. No pressure, just trust. Experience the difference at Stapley's Garage, just north of the 60 on Gilbert Road, or visit stapleysgarage.com.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Hi, Kurt Rock here for Kurt's Auto Repair. Times and technology has changed, but at Kurt's, we're still the same family-owned and operated business that has enabled us to earn a perfect Better Business Bureau record for over 30 years. Our master technicians are experts in everything automotive, foreign and domestic, gas and diesel. Come experience quality and service that time has not changed. Check us out online at mycarhurts.com. If your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
Where were you when the big hailstorm hit? My car and I were right in the middle of it. Hi, this is Jeannie. New to the Valley, we didn't know who to trust with our repair. A friend recommended Dave Lindgren's First Class Auto Body. The experience was perfect. My Lexus was like brand new. Later, I backed my way right into another repair. Ouch! No worries. We had Dave Lindgren's First Class Auto Body. Dave works for you, not the insurance company. For info, go to First Class AutoBodyAZ.com.
It's back. Bunker to Bunker's 14th Annual Fall Frolic, Saturday, September 27th at the Arizona Biltmore Golf Club, benefiting Phoenix Children's Hospital. Play a fun two-person scramble. Enjoy a tasty breakfast. Win big in the raffle and mulligan drawing. Plus, get a bounce-back golf round. It's just $134 and open to everyone. But hurry, space is limited. Sign up now at BunkerGolf.com. That's BunkerGolf.com.
KTAR News, now.
Good morning, KTAR News. Time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett. Well, Fear Farm has packed up their haunted houses and moved to new haunts over near McKellips and McClintock in Scottsdale. General Manager Kyle Sickard says that they left their old spot in Glendale due to a leasing issue, but it works out since the Scottsdale spot is bigger.
Our opening night's the 26th. We are open that first weekend, and then we are open again October 3rd. And October 3rd through November 2nd, we are open almost every night with the exception, I believe, of Monday the 11th.
Fear Farm opens September 26th and runs through November 2nd. Rides, games, concerts, fried food, it has all returned to the Arizona State Fair, and the gates are open. Assistant Director to the State Fair, Jen Yee, tells Arizona's Morning News about the concert series with artists like 2 Chainz and The Cult.
Part of it is that it's an evening with, so none of our shows have openers. It's a 90-minute just The Cult.
She says concerts start at 7 p.m. and go for 90 minutes. The fair runs through October 26th. For more information, you go to azstatefair.com. Let's check traffic now from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. I want to remind folks that eastbound I-10 is closed from the I-17 stack interchange all the way to State Route 51 mini stack. So that means all the way through the tunnel and then that whole downtown corridor there from the I-17 to the 51. So make some plans to head southbound on I-17 and go south of the downtown buildings. Get yourself around that. That'll be back open 5 a.m. on Sunday morning. Looking for a high of 102 today, and we'll get a chance for some storms on Sunday night after a high of 100 on Sunday afternoon. More chances for rain in the forecast on Monday and Tuesday. 92 degrees now in Phoenix, and weather's brought to you by Howard Air and Plumbing. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
This month's KTAR Community Impact Spotlight focuses on Bright Wealth Management and its support of the Travis Mills Foundation. By visiting travismillsfoundation.org/math, you can join the 500K Challenge, where every dollar raised goes directly to Travis Mills Foundation and the veterans and families they support and recalibrate. KTAR News is proud to shine the Community Impact Spotlight on Bright Wealth Management and their ongoing support of the Travis Mills Foundation.
My daughter-in-law, who is a teacher, raved about a shop that not only took care of her car, but supported Chandler's teachers and students. Hi, I'm Carol, and that's how I found Desert Car Care of Chandler. Tom and Brad are amazing. Trust is hard to find, but you'll find it here. Visit Desert Car Care, just south of Chandler on Dobson. Check them out at desertcarcare.com.
Let's get this year off to a good start. Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy here, to tell you it doesn't matter what time of year it is, you need to take care of your car or truck. At Virginia Auto Service, we believe proper maintenance is the key to keeping your vehicle around as long as possible. So whether it's a regular oil change or those more complex repairs under the hood, you can count on us to do the job right. Check us out at virginiaautoservice.com and let us put your mind at ease when it comes to your car.
Long lines for oil changes were slowing down my business until I found Oil Buddy. The experts on the team are fast, friendly, and reliable, and they get my fleet on the road without the wait. I'm Tate from Exact Construction and Restoration, and thanks to Oil Buddy, my vehicles stay serviced and ready to respond to emergencies. Skip the hassle and experience Arizona's best drive-through 10-minute oil change, perfect for fleets and families. Visit Oil Buddy at Country Club in Guadalupe in Mesa, or check them out at oilbuddy.net.
What's the best used car to buy? And how should I make sure I'm buying the right car or truck? Hi, this is Lee Weatherby from Accurate Automotive. I get this question all the time, and sometimes the best used car you can buy is the one you're driving. But when it's not, or you're looking for a new, gently used vehicle for yourself or a loved one, make sure you get a vehicle inspection before you fork over your hard-earned cash. Let us do a thorough inspection so you can be confident you made the right choice. Give us a call or schedule an appointment online at AccurateAutomotiveAZ.com. Accurate Automotive. Friends serving friends.
Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs. You're covered bumper to bumper on KTAR News.
Welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11, helping you with your car, helping you answer questions, helping you find the right place to go. I want to give you the confidence to go into the shop, ask questions, have a relationship with the shop, leverage that, understand what you're buying or not buying and the reasons you are or shouldn't or can wait, and develop that relationship with the shop. And if you want to do that and you're in the Mesa area, we've got the gentleman from Stapley's Garage in today helping, Brandon and Jason, and you can find them at bumpertobumperradio.com, where you'll find a host of other shops that can help you with your car. So right before the break, we had Larry on the line, and I still got him here. I'm going to bring Larry back with the Honda Pilot. Are you still there, Larry?
I am.
You're good. I didn't know if you did like I did, just threw the phone down figuring it would disconnect or something. Then you get caught saying something you're not supposed to. But so your question, you didn't necessarily have a problem, but kind of a theme I've been hearing lately. Your son needs a referral, or you need a referral, and he's been going to, I guess we'll call it the big box store, for lack of a better description, and so we're looking
for... Well, more like, let's say, I'm going to say a generic name, but there's, the Quick Lube type places that offer, other services, or there's another brand around here, I'm not going to say the exact name, but it's not a Sun Angel... repair.
I got you. Now, so Larry, and you're right. And so I just wanted to bring you back on to kind of hear some of that. So the auto repair industry is going through, would you guys say, some changes right now? It's an evolution, maybe? I think.
Absolutely.
It's always changing.
A little bit. It's constantly changing. I think, tired of talking about COVID, but I think COVID changed some of this. But there has been a huge, huge amount of consolidation, and that is big companies buying up the smaller companies and making an even bigger company, and most of them are hedge funds, private equity. Dave's Car Care sold out to one of them, Dave Denman. He was a bumper to bumper guy for a long time. That's not the same shop anymore. It's changed. It's they run them guys. This nobody's again. I said run a business model of build and they shall come is foolish. I believe in that, though, to some degree. A banker would laugh at you. And it's no secret. We all have sales goals. We have certain targets we want to meet. But then you have these places when they have 700 locations. So that shop that you think is this 25-location family-owned thing, it's not. They got 700 locations. They're all over the country. And they're run because I know people that work there. I interview people that desperately want to leave because they get the email every day. Guys, you're 27% behind on fuel injection services today. You need to sell 40 of those today. I don't sell anything you don't need. Everything's based on what you need.
Yeah, that's not right.
Jason, you said it too. We're not salesmen. I'm a horrible salesman. Yeah. My job is not to sell to you. My job is to let you know what's wrong with your car and what it's going to take to fix it.
Absolutely. Most people, when they go into auto shops, they are, pretty reserved and past experiences mm-hmm. from those kind of places. It's the whole reason why we do what we do. Our entire mantra and motto is pretty much, we want the repair to be valuable to the customer, number one. We want you to be, in a good place, emotionally trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing is, it's your car. It's your money. It's not ours. We're not going to tell you what to do with it. Our job is to advise. And be transparent with your vehicle so mm-hmm. you can ultimately make the best decision for you. Yeah. We give education as much as we can to that customer. And we get the greatest reviews I've ever heard in my life because of that fact. A lot of them are older people, women. And that's a tip of the cap to actually running it like a small town shop in a city of 700,000.
Yeah, isn't it rewarding to read the Google reviews sometimes? I get a 1-star now. I could care less. Yeah, don't go there. They're so overpriced. Well... the Hilton is more than Motel 6. Sorry, dude. That's just the way it is sometimes.
A little shout out to one of our customers, Leilani, who just beat brain cancer.
Oh.
Stage 4 brain cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Again, I got to get to these phone calls, but I was talking with somebody again the other day about business. I've been in business 30 years now. I went to a funeral the other day, unfortunately. This gentleman that was a customer, and then he ended up being one of the soccer dads, and we had a great relationship and hung out. But... we make relationships with our customers. I've been to more graduations and funerals and things that these are our friends. They're not just our customers. And I said it a long time ago. It sounded weird. The guy looked at me kind of funny and he said, oh, you're right. He was accusing me. And this was way back. We're talking 30 years ago. It was a $1,500 job, which is nothing nowadays, it seems like. And he thought I was being too aggressive. And I said, sir, it does me no good to take $1,500 from you today. I want to take 300 dollars from you for the next 30 years, and your wife and your kid and your neighbor. So that's why we need to build this relationship on trust, not $19 loss leader coupons to get the next person in to satisfy the guys running the hedge fund.
If I can weigh in, Jason said people come in, they're a little ambivalent. It's mostly fear because we think we're going to get overcharged.
Yeah.
But if you can get to know a customer that well that you know she just conquered brain cancer, that's what you're after.
Yeah.
And you're right, though. Leilani Hernandez, good job, girl. She's very young, and she beat stage 4 brain and spinal cancer. We just got that news a couple of days ago.
That's good.
But this business is not, if you're thinking that this business is about fixing cars, then you're wrong. That's maybe 20% of what we do on a daily basis. This business is about people, and it's about making relationships. And if you're not doing that, you're not going to have a good future of relationships.
Yeah.
People continually coming in generation after
generation. Amen. You nailed it. I mean, we're playing the long game here. We need you to come back. We want you. So anyway, let's get to these phones. Holly in Sun Lakes, 2015 Subaru. What's going on with your Subaru today, Holly?
Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear.
Good. Okay, I have a 2015 Outback Subaru that's got 246,000 miles on it.
Ooh, good for you.
There's never been any major engine issues. It's a real keeper.
Yeah.
Most of them are highway miles. The issue we've had is since we first got the car, we've gone through 7 windshields. Minimum, maybe up to 10.
Whoa.
And it just cracks. And I think that it's not the actual, like, something hitting the window. I think it's being jarred by the frame that it's in.
Huh. How?
A Subaru at the city level, like a dealership, will take responsibility for it. I'm wondering if there's any other, and the other thing is that the car insurance companies aren't paying for it.
Hmm.
If we had to change car insurance companies just to get them to pay for our
I learned recently that glass claims are just like any other claim. I thought they were freebies, but they're not. So what I'm hearing though. If you replace the windshield, how long will it take? And you're not getting an impact crack. If you were to put a new windshield in there today, how long is that windshield going to last?
Well, the last one lasted 3 days.
Ooh, oh, wow.
That's not good.
Are you using the same installer?
We're using the same company, I'm not sure it's the same installer.
You said they are or are not accepting responsibility?
Say that again?
Yeah, well, so after it cracked 3 days, did they replace it for free or did they say sorry?
Oh, yes.
They did.
Yes. There was no problem with that one. But it's about every, I don't know, about every 9 months to a year.
And it just cracks.
And it just cracks. And it's usually not on the driver's side. It's either the middle or on the passenger side, and then it creates a very large crack very quickly.
Wow. What do the Brandon's got a quick question. We're going to have to go to a break. But
it almost sounds like structurally there could be an issue with this car.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Why I take a corner in, and then the whole thing shifts.
Did you say it's never been in a wreck? Is the car by chance, is it a back east car? Does it have an excessive amount of rust or anything?
No.
No.
We got it in Colorado. My husband's a salesman. He's traveled the West Coast. But no, there hasn't been a lot of, there. To my knowledge, there's no rust damage at all, and there's been no collisions.
Wow.
So there's been nothing to alter the structure or the body of the car.
Right. Okay, well, I don't know. I'm going to give you a referral. Write this down. Ever Ready Glass. That's who I use. Ever Ready Glass. They might be worth a phone call just to see what they have to say. Something's going on there. Something's not getting installed right. I wish I had the silver bullet, but call the guys at Ever Ready Glass. Let them know what you got going on, and maybe they can give you some help. And I would love a follow-up on that one. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Looking for honest and reliable automotive service in North Scottsdale? One choice is easy. Husband's Automotive, just down the street from Costco in the Scottsdale Air Park. Owners Dale and Lauren Husband have been getting rave reviews from their customers for over 30 years by putting integrity back into the automotive repair business. Integrity, fair pricing, and trust. You should expect that from your relationship with your repair shop. Come feel what it's like to be treated like family at Husband's. Check them out at husbandsautomotive.net today.
Nobody plans for an accident, but when it happens, Orlando Auto Body is here for you. I'm Shane Orlando. My family has been serving the Valley for over 35 years with certified repairs, expert workmanship, and a commitment to safety. We offer a lifetime warranty, deductible assistance, and we'll work with all major insurance companies. With shops across the Valley, we're ready when you are. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
Hi, this is Glenn, proud owner of Good Works Auto Repair in Sunny Tempe, a family-owned and operated business serving the East Valley for over 20 years. We understand that families have a lot to worry about these days, going to work, getting kids to school, going to sports practices and events, shopping, meals, and so much more. The last thing you need to worry about is the safety and reliability of your car. That's our job. When you bring your car to us, we provide a digital inspection with pictures and descriptions explaining what your vehicle needs, not just today, but also the next visit, perhaps sometime in the future. We will pre-schedule your next visit and even remind you in advance so you can concern yourself with other things. And every repair that we do comes with a 5-year, 60,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Conveniently located at the 101 in Broadway, just go to GoodWorksAutoRepair.com to schedule your next appointment and let us take the worry out of your auto repair. GoodWorksAutoRepair.com. We're here to make your life easier.
All right. Welcome back to Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen. And here with you every single Saturday at 11, we're going to get this wrapped up. We've got Brandon and Jason here from Stapley's Garage out in Mesa, Gilbert Road in US 60, wherever that is. I know where 60 is. That goes straight east. I can kind of...
Come on now,
yeah,
Matt.
I know.
Get out there, buddy.
Popular intersection.
Take a drive now.
I joke a little bit. It's been a while. You used to go out there for soccer. Oh, that was the early morning soccer games.
Good soccer game. That's right.
We come out here for the pollution. So it's the same.
You come to Phoenix for the brown cloud. All right. Well, we've got some phone calls. And, you know, and I want to just go back to Larry real quick. By the way, open line 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-5827. Anything going on with your car? We've got room for a couple calls, I'm sure. A little bit less than 10 minutes, so we've got some time to get going here. But Larry, the whole reason we went and started talking about the big box stores, and they're not, when I say big box, I'm talking like Kmart and Walmart is what you'd think is big box. So I guess these are little boxes, but they're auto repair shops. And when you get the coupon, there's 25 locations. And those two that have two different names that have 25 locations each, that's the same company. And so is several of the other ones. I think the point is, you're going to get service when you go to a bumper-to-bumper radio type of shop. There's plenty of good shops out there. There's great shops on bumper-to-bumper radio. But if you have that relationship, stick with them. And if you have a shop, by the way, that you think is a great shop, send me their information. I'd love to talk to them, have them be part of our group. We need like-minded people with us. But you're just going to get the better service. We need you as a customer. We have to have you. It's important to us. We see you at the grocery store. My kids play soccer with your kids. We might go to church together. I might see you at Mass. I'm going to see you somewhere. I might see you at the restaurant. Point is, we're in the community. And that's what you get. Your money's staying here in Phoenix, and it's at a good mom-and-pop shop who people that really we want to earn your business and take care of you long-term. That's the bottom line. Speaking of long-term, Nick, super patient, been on hold a long time. Nick and Mesa, 2017 GMC Sierra. How we doing?
Hey, pretty good. How you guys doing?
Great. Thanks for holding. What's going on with your truck?
Oh, you know what? You guys talked about maintenance earlier, and I do my own maintenance on my truck, oil changes, you know, small stuff like that. Can't do the major stuff like you guys can.
Sure.
But when I do mine, I use the Lucas stuff. Should I not be using it? Is it snake oil? How are we feeling about that?
Tell me what you mean by the Lucas stuff, because I think there's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, the Lucas oil change additive.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a believer in those things. And you're on the Sierra. A lot of times, yeah. I mean, mouthwash doesn't hurt you. It's not going to, you know, it's that's what it is, basically. How would you guys? Well, I mean, we sell the chemicals, too. We used the BG, the Winds, the Liquid Moly. Lucas is just another flavor of ketchup.
I mean, in his truck specifically, you know, you don't want your lifters drying up.
Right.
You know, so I wouldn't say it's bad to be using that in your truck.
Not
a lot
at all.
Of these products are great.
Mm-hmm.
And people do think it's
all right, cool. Sounds good. I guess I'll keep using it, fellas. Appreciate it. And you guys are on Stapley and in the freeway, you said? Or Gilbert and the freeway?
Gilbert and the 60. North side of the 60.
Gilbert 60. Yep.
To the west.
All right, thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. And so, yeah, those additives, like I said, we talked about this before the show. We use them in certain cars. I mean, there's certain cars that have a propensity to burn oil. So we want to put the additive in there to clean it beforehand. Sometimes, I mean, we're seeing these cars, they don't even make an oil change interval without burning oil to turn on the light. So we need to prevent the oil from burning. Then sometimes in certain cars, we put the stabilizer in there to help it last that longer.
Right.
And again, this all goes back, Carrie, to what? The relationship,
exactly.
Right?
Like you said, don't have an don't be an orphan.
Yeah, it's not.
Find a place you can go to and trust.
And it's not one size fits all. There's certain cars, I'm not going to recommend these because they're not problematic. They don't have carbon issues. They don't have that. So they don't get the mouthwash. They just don't get it. They don't need it.
All these cars are so different.
Yeah.
You know? So and we try our best to know what these specific cars need.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, again, it's not a one-size-fits-all. We got to personalize the service to your needs, and that's where the relationship comes in. Scott and Tempe, 94 GMC. Jimmy, how we doing?
Yeah, hello.
Hello. What's going on with your
Jimmy?
Hear me? Yeah, I can. What's going on with it?
Hey, you know the plow just sticks.
One more time?
The throttle just sticks and it winds up like crazy.
I'm not
here. And I have a place up near Payson and it started doing that, sticking on the way up. So I just got out and kind of did it with my hand, flipping the thing back and forth where the cable hooks up.
That's not safe.
And it unstuck.
But
I made it down to Tempe and now every time you start it, it just grabs up.
Okay, so the throttle is sticking. I didn't hear that. Brandon picked up on that. Well, a couple of things. That's a 94. That's probably fuel injected. Should be throttle body fuel injected.
Yeah, it's got a spring.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things you need to get somebody to look at that on there, Scott. One, there's a return spring, so that throttle should slam closed. You could have, I've seen those, especially on some of the newer models, the throttle body gets carboned up and the shaft will carbon up and bind. That could be the problem. I've never seen a broken spring on a throttle body. I doubt that's the problem. But you could also have a hanging up accelerator cable, or that's probably even got the transmission detent cable on that model. I doubt that's an issue. Scott, that's something that's pretty dangerous, though. You need to get that looked at right away. I guess we could have an idle air control problem, Brandon.
I mean, I have seen, I saw on a Hyundai one time where the cable actually ate through the metal 90-degree angle where it curves.
Uh-huh.
So the cable would get stuck. It is very, very unsafe.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, the Toyota's there for a while. The fix on them.
It was the floor mat. Yeah.
The floor mat was slide floor.
Exactly. So. You don't want to be messing around with the throttle, that's for sure. And again, just make sure we could have an electric problem, but we got to make sure that throttle body's not binding up, and you just don't want to take any chances and have an accident, Scott. So please, get that taken care of. Get somebody to look at that, and hopefully you can get it fixed up without too much difficulty. So Mike in Avondale, 2017 Kia Sportage. Now, when you hear Kia, that's a car where we're going to say, that might need some chemicals occasionally or a decarbon service or something like that. But, Mike, what's going on with your Kia Sportage today?
So I'm calling. I have a 17 Kia Sportage that went into limp mode, and the engine light came on the way to Flagstaff 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So got it to the dealership. It qualified for an engine under their recall for that vehicle. Went to get it a month and a half later. Took a while. I start it, and the check engine light's back on. They scan it, and the oxygen sensor is bad. They replace it, and halfway to Phoenix, the light engine light comes on again. So I take it to the dealership in my Avondale.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it there for a month. They replaced the oxygen sensor, went to get it, light comes on again. They replace it again, and they say it's good. You have to reprogram the sensor to the car, and that's why it didn't work. They did that and said it's good. I went today, light came on halfway home. So the compression is good on the vehicle.
Yeah. Tell me what the code is.
They replaced all the exhaust system.
Real quick, what's the code that continues to return?
You know, they didn't tell me, so I can't, I don't know that. But
they replaced all the exhaust system? So did they replace the catalytic converter?
They replaced the entire exhaust, yes. Wow. Catalytic converter, the exhaust system, and all that. But they said that they didn't see an exhaust leak either.
Interesting. Well, man, that's a tough one. I mean, I think you've got to go back to the dealer, unfortunately. At this point, it's clearly not the oxygen sensor. It's not the oxygen sensor. Someone needs to diagnose this. They're throwing parts at it.
That's the code.
Yeah.
It's throwing that code, though, every time.
Yeah, they're throwing parts at it. But absent the code, it's hard to give you some direction. But I can tell you this. When next time you go in, record the mileage. These cars have – it's a two-trip failure. They're only test driving the car one time, and they're probably not putting very many miles on it. So once the car records you starting the trip the second time – that's why the light's coming on. So they need to make sure they're doing at least two test drives. I do a 20-mile, especially on a big repair.
Right.
You've got it. And then we shut the car off halfway through the drive as well, cycle the key. So that simulates a two-trip test drive or two-trip cycle. So somebody needs to fix it. They need to stop guessing. They need to stop throwing parts at it. But you've just got to stick with them. Give them at least one or two more tries, and then you might just have to go fix the problem first and then see what the resolution is later dealing with them. Brandon and Jason, we're at the end here, man. We got 20 seconds left. So
I'd check the computer on that car.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, for
everything
sure.
Everything else has been replaced.
Yeah, they've got to do some testing. So we're at the end of the show. Guys, thanks for coming. One more time, Stapley's Garage, Gilbert in the 60, north of.
Yes.
If you're looking for a shop in Mesa, these are your guys. And otherwise, we're done.
Thanks for
guys.
Having us on the show, Matt.
It was great. Good show today. We'll see you guys next week. Have a great weekend.